Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Wacky Zacky 2. This is Minecraft for Beginners. Today we have two guests joining us for a special chat episode. The first is GoatBoy999, who has been on the show before, and we shall refer to him as Goat. Say hello, Goat.
Hi.
And then we have another new guest, Too Good for Chicken, who we shall refer to as Chicken. Say hello, Chicken.
Hi.
Now with the ridiculous names out of the way, the subject this week is general chat. We're just going to be chatting about everything Minecraft, the release of the new Minecraft live teaser trailer, and a few other things. Hope you enjoy! We are now live. So, what have you been, boys, getting on with your gaming lives this week?
This week I've been doing mostly survival, but I haven't been doing a lot lately because I've been busy with other things, so, yeah.
How about you, Chicken?
Well, I've just been kind of in creative mode, building a little cottage in the woods, in a jungle tree, actually. I found a jungle tree in, like, kind of a microbiome in the middle of a swamp. It was weird. But
sounds weird.
Yeah. And then the grass color in like three blocks around it was jungle. But like, it was like a 4x4 or something. Like a maybe 5x5 jungle biome in the middle of a swamp. Like completely surrounded by swamp.
This makes no sense because we're still playing on 117, right?
Yes.
Holy
cow.
It was
probably a glitch.
Ah. A prelude to the new snapshots. Speaking of that, Minecraft Live has been announced. It's supposed to be happening on the 16th at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so 9 a.m. for us.
Of October.
Yeah, of October. 16th of October. So, yeah, 16th of October, which is a Sunday, so most of you at work and stuff, you can just sit back and relax. You can find it on Minecraft.net, Minecraft.net/live, or you can find Minecraft on Twitch. That's where I watched last year's Minecraft Live.
Oh, dude, remember when we watched it?
That was yeah,
fire.
That was fun. But then they nerfed a load of the stuff from that update. There's speculation that we're reaching the last experimental snapshot and that we might be going into normal snapshots for the new 180 update. Yeah, because then we can actually play the features. Well, they're still kind of messing around with the terrain and stuff. What are your guys' views on the, like, new stuff?
Well, I haven't actually been able to get into the experimental snapshots. My computer doesn't handle them very well.
Same.
I haven't even worked out how to get them. That yeah. Shows how good I am.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for the Warden.
They haven't even talked about the Warden yet.
Yeah.
Huh?
Actually...
It's coming out because they're just doing experimental snapshots right now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Well, they said... They did announce... The devs did announce that it's going well, but they can't share anything about it. So, big sad on our part.
Oh, I also heard a little thing about Minecraft Dungeons, that new content is coming to it. They put out a teaser on Facebook, which I just caught by complete randomness. I wasn't actually on Facebook, I heard it through other means. But it was literally just like one word, and it was like, coming soon to Dungeons. And then, you know, the enchantment table language?
Yeah.
Where it shifts, which is called like Galactic Standard or whatever it's called. It was just text in that. So there's something about them dropping it. And the current speculation is that it's going to be dropping at the same time they drop Dungeons on Steam.
Oh.
Which yeah. I'm still annoyed about, because they're dropping Dungeons Ultimate Edition on Steam for cheaper than us buying it, like, months ago. Years ago, actually, now.
Over a year ago.
Yeah, you're over a year ago.
I've been playing Minecraft Dungeons for the longest out of the three of us.
And yet I'm still higher level.
Yeah, you are. But I'm higher level, you're higher power.
Yeah, power.
It's weird how it works. I don't know how they calculate that. I think it's the more mobs you kill.
Yeah, it's
mobs. More mobs because I play with a younger friend of mine. He is
just
kind of
standing, dry.
He's kind of going up, but I just kind of stand there and just mash mobs.
Destroy
everything. I am a grinder. I am like a...
Grinder boy.
I am a weed whacker.
You haven't been playing much Dungeons recently, Goat, have you?
No. Not really.
You kind of need to get back into that. You haven't even played the DLCs yet.
I played some of Howling Peaks.
Howling Peaks is...
Oh, by yourself, yeah.
Howling Peaks is honestly one of my favorite DLCs in Dungeons, just because it's... The aesthetic is so also nice, but the gameplay is amazing as well.
Mm-hmm. And the loot there is also kind of crazy. Like,
yeah.
I kind of like to grind.
Oh, I have the unique anchor in my luxury merchant.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Ooh,
it's not very good, actually, because it's high level. And it does a heck ton of damage, but the special effect is poison.
Oh, wow.
It's very I love shiny.
Is it like the gold wrapped one?
No, it is gold with seaweed wrapped around it. It's a very nice aesthetic. I'm currently running a rather like 101 power build, which is quite low for me because I have high level armor, but I'm using what's the green robe called again?
Verdant, I believe.
Yeah, verdant robe. And the only reason I'm using it gives me like 500 less health. It's just because it gives me increased move speed.
Oh yeah, those are fun. And I got spoiled by it. I actually play a speedrun build, like a speedrun build with two ghost cloaks and a death cat mushroom, if you know what those are.
Those are absolute speedy mushrooms.
And then my, I'm using, what's it called? The burning ember robe.
Ember robe. Oh, I got a second one of those. I can trade that to you, Go.
Yeah, boy.
And I use it for, what's it called? I use it because it has cooldown.
Oh, and lovely.
I believe swift-footed. Mm-hmm. It has swift footed. I'm not entirely sure, but yeah, it's so fast. It's absurd. I'm running. My friend's like a tank, and I'm just like, he's halfway through Soggy Swamp. I'm just like destroying the
everything.
That's probably why I haven't been leveling up or powering up as much because
yeah, because you're playing on low powers
to grind often Soggy Cave for better fighters bindings and cursed axe.
Yeah, have you gotten a second set of cursed bindings? Like, not cursed
bindings. Fighter's bindings? No.
I will trade you.
I'm hoping they've nerfed that duping glitch, though. I found a duping glitch.
Don't tell the audience. We have to have our own secrets. Nyaha. And it's probably on YouTube somewhere anyway. So yeah. just do the research and find it, will you? So, what are you guys going to do when 118 drops? Are you going to start a survival world, or are you just going to go straight into creative? Just
Survival all the way. Yeah. I'm definitely a survival player. I was playing creative because I had some materials, the same materials in survival, and lots of them. So I'm just going to slash seed the world, which is just, you type in slash seed into the chat, and it comes up in chat, like, the seed for your world that you can put in.
Oh, that's the command you run.
Yeah, that's the command, slash seed. And then you can basically copy and paste your world.
That's
the original world. You can't copy and paste if you've already built stuff in it.
Yeah, you can't copy paste that.
I'm going to make Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
No, I'm going to use the new redstone mechanic.
Skulk
sensors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, skulk sensors. They haven't really talked about them yet, but I think there was a leak that they're changing the texture a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the texture.
No, it looked a little bit weird.
It looked like a butterfly in butter.
It's like, didn't you know the skulk sensor was, the skulk sensor, I'm kind of a redstone player. It was very slightly above a slab height. So if you stand on it, you're ever so slightly above slabs, so you can waterlog a whole bunch of slabs, and the, water will not flow onto the skulk sensor, but if you waterlog the skulk sensor, the water will flow onto the slabs.
That's
so...
Are you...
You can use that for farms.
You're trying to explain a redstone mechanic on a podcast.
Yes, it's very hard.
What are you planning on doing when the update drops, Goat?
Well, I'm going to look for the warden.
Yeah,
of course you are.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to load into a world, punch a few trees, and then do the forbidden. Dig straight down.
Dun, dun, dun.
Way to be the best caving Minecraft player. Dig straight down.
Yeah.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
Do not do it. No.
That's the best way to ruin your new full diamond.
No. Well, I mean, you'll never live to see full diamond because you'll fall into lava immediately.
True.
Especially don't dig it just exactly where you spawn. Because you just spawn and just keep going down and down and down. No, I don't think you can do that.
No, because you spawn on the safer.
Yeah, same with beds. That was a nice mechanic in 116.
Mm. Yeah, so then you can't, like, spawn and be in lava immediately.
Yeah,
you spawn. You spawn next to the bed. You used to spawn on top of the bed. You used to spawn on top of the bed, but now you spawn next to it, which is really nice because then you can have it. You can have your bed over a pit of lava, and then you spawn next to the. You spawn as close to the pit of lava as it can find.
Yeah, close it's to the safe. Bed, so you don't just like spawn in lava.
Woo! Safe block, so you don't spawn just in the lava. Which has happened to me on multiple occasions in the Nether. I really don't like the Nether.
So what are you guys really excited about for the new update? I know Goat will, like, just really is excited about the Warden just because it can flatten him so quickly.
Yeah,
I mean, a worthy adversary.
It's a new boss.
A new challenger approaches. No.
References that some of you probably won't get. I'm sorry.
I don't know, because this is a podcast for Minecraft for Beginners. Yeah. But this episode ain't really. This is just a chat. This is just
us having fun on a pod. Just us nerding out about Minecraft.
Yes, we must nerd out.
Nerd out.
Okay, now be quiet. What I'm most looking forward to, more wide lush caves. Is for me just because they look so beautiful.
Dripstone caves.
Well, I mean, I found
they're so beautiful.
I know, but I found dripstone. Like caves. It's not. I have quite a lot of dripstone in one of my 117 survival worlds, but I'm just really excited about lush caves because I'm so gonna make a base in there just because I like the aesthetic because I'm underground and yet it's so luscious. You just can't achieve that, even with like the best building ever. I mean, in 117, you can still use moss. You can use moss, but you can't get it so natural.
I love moss.
I love moss so much.
I've been watching YouTubers who have been playing with the experimental snapshots, and it's just like huge caves filled with like moss and vines and like
clay, yes.
And like these clear pools of water and little axolotls.
Have they already announced drip leaf?
Like drip leaf is in 117. It's attainable.
Oh, really?
It's attainable in 117. Small drip leaf and big drip leaf.
Spore blossoms. Spore blossoms are the ones that hang down.
They're not currently 117, but they're coming in 118 because they're in a feature of lush caves.
Yeah,
but drip leaf's already in the game.
Okay, drip leaf, I was talking about spore blossom. I was talking about spore blossoms, not drip leaf. They're a really fun... Spore blossoms, if you don't already know what they are, they're coming in 1.18, and they are a, they're basically a blossom that hangs down from the mossy ceiling in, lush caves, which are super beautiful lush caves. They basically release these little particles that spread everywhere, and then occasionally if a particle, I'm hoping this is what they add, this is just my speculation, but I'm thinking that the particles will actually have a mechanic where if they touch a moss block, they have a small chance to create another drip leaf. I'm hoping they do.
That would be cool.
It would also be absurdly hard to code, but it would just be a very...
Yeah.
It would be a very small chance... And not really farmable because they wouldn't really. I don't think they really do anything, except for actually they might be a timer. You might be able to because they might release spores
cool.
on a night. Timer or either at night or like every so often. And you could and if that actually has a change in the block, it's not just texture. If it's changing the block, an observer could pick that up and use that for a redstone timer. So every so often the drip leaf fires.
I think it's constant, and
it pushes your copper because by that time you've guessed that your copper's probably already been oxidized, which is another fun thing in 117.
Yeah, 117. I think drip leaf is just constant particles right now, and it would be cool if they made a new drip leaf potion.
Yeah,
like if you just turn into a cloud of particles or something just really random.
Oh, yeah.
When 118 rolls around, I'm gonna build a copper base in a lush cave. Because copper and moss go together so well.
Or do you, like, dig out part of the wall and, like, make it so,
like a little copper brick? Oh!
Do you make, like, a doorway and part
front with the window, so it's like just super nice fitting in there with the moss and stuff.
Yeah, I think, yeah, spruce wood, copper in a lush cave are going to be a lovely palette.
Oh!
What are you looking forward to in 118, Chicken?
You've already asked me this question twice.
I know, I'm going to keep asking it to you until you finally trip up.
Okay, I have no idea other than what I've already said, but I guess the giant caves, I don't want to dig out an entire mountain for my dwarf city base. Or whatever.
Yes, now you can finally build something from, like, The Hobbit.
Because I only have so much, I don't have a lot of screen time, so it's going to save me so much time. Already have a gigantic
or TNT
hole. or a lot and a lot of TNT,
and it looks so much more natural. It's just gonna be, and like the raised world height, you can build like massively tall towers and stuff. It's gonna be so cool.
I like the fact that they're raising build height only because outside of my dwarf base I can have a gigantic rickety looking wizard tower that stretches up like 2,000 blocks.
And just defies gravity.
Yeah.
Because this is Minecraft.
No,
and
because
we can
it slowly gets bigger.
eyes.
Dude, it's like, smaller at the base than there.
It's like one block at the base, and at the top it's like 20 blocks.
There's actually buildings like that in cities and stuff. Now.
Yeah, but they'd have to have really good balance.
Dude, what is this wizardry?
A light train would be so much fun.
It just goes off and gets bigger.
Oh yeah, just
so it's
one
like
side.
Wonky building. It's all rickety and
no, just one side.
Like
it's a normal tower, and then the other side it's just like more towers, just stacking up onto the side.
That would be funny. Yeah.
Do copyrighted.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking also we could do something together actually.
Yeah.
On your server. That we could all build like our own wizard towers or something like that, our own bases in a certain area, and we could just do this like hour and a half long giant PvP spurt.
Mwahaha! Yes, I do.
Obviously, Goat, you'd win though. Obviously, but
that depends.
Cause Mr. Bedwars Pro there.
Bedwars Pro.
Yeah, but you still didn't know how to shift click until 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
what?
Shut up!
Oh.
That doesn't matter for like
you
PvP.
Should.
It does though, because if you respawn, it's all the amount of time that you take to get gear on. If you have infinite amount of gears, it's the amount of times you can gear up and rush the person. Quicker. Time is a factor here.
Yeah. Dude, adding like a wizardry mod in to the
Yes, like a light. They should do like a copper lightning rod or something.
Oh,
like amethyst, copper, and redstone should create a lightning rod.
No. It should be so an amethyst shard.
Don't try and explain the crafting recipe
on
a podcast.
Amethyst?
Okay, yeah, but amethyst,
like an amethyst copper wand.
Yes.
Yeah, but it should have a trident with, like, amethyst surrounded by gold.
No, that
amethyst tips.
Amethyst tip trident?
A copper trident
tips. Yeah, it could be called the copper trident, and basically it has channeling built in, but you can't enchant it.
Yeah, but
but the channeling even works during a thunderstorm. Like, it summons
like,
a thunderstorm
But how about you could make it, like, you could just make a copper trident and then you could tip it.
Yeah.
So it could be the only trident you could craft, but it could have, like, really low durability just to make the channeling slightly less OP.
Yeah.
So I think that's all
it
the...
It would have, like, 10 durability and it can't be enchanted.
Yeah. So I think that's all there really is to speculate on 118 until Minecraft Live rolls around or they start putting out snapshots.
Please, snapshots soon. Developers, if you're hearing this is a
just please. So that'll wrap it up for this episode of Minecraft for Beginners. This is saying goodbye from Goat and Chicken. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you can leave a like or a star rating on your podcast app of choice, it would greatly help. We are currently available on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Anchor, and a few others, I think. But yeah, just go roll with those ones for right now. So, that's it for us. Bye! Also, as a quick note from the future, I just realized I added an email. The email for the show is wackyzacky2@icloud.com. If you'd like to email the show to send in parental Q&A questions and a few other things. Please send in parental Q&A questions. That segment is almost dead. Just please do it. Well, that's it for this blast from the future. Bye!